This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is 7-5 Radio. This is Walter Yerkew, our co-host and part-time intern, Scoop Stanton, is on assignment. I gave him an assignment, and he's finally doing it. So I hope everybody's doing well out there. And I know Scoop and I have different personalities at the beginning of our show. And I'd like to take this moment just to remember the officers that were murdered in the line of duty. And that would include, we had some Border Patrol agent killed in the line of duty, and San Diego police officer killed in the line of duty. And here near my hometown in Tennessee, in Antioch, Tennessee, I'm down in Chattanooga. It's about an hour and a half from me. The Antioch school attack earlier this week, where one student lost her life, another student was injured, and the shooter, who was a student, committed suicide within seconds after shooting up his cafeteria. So take a little time to mention that. That's about the fifth time in the past almost 7 years that I'm doing this radio show that there was a school shooting, then there was theater shooting, church shooting in my area. And man, it's a mess. And these people jumping out screaming about firearms control and stuff, and you know, that's not the case. It's a shame. Anyway, on a lighter note, we are with our usual body friend, our buddy and family member, Mike Raybrandt. And I just want to take a moment, Mike, because I never get a chance to speak, because sometimes Scoop is always talking about Danilo or something, or pink bedazzled underwear. I just want to take the time to thank you for almost a year now, you've been with us every Saturday, filling in on times that Scoop and I either take a day off or I wasn't feeling well. And I just want to thank you for jumping in there and taking the time to really address the issues on what this radio station is about. So, and with that, tell us how you're doing, Mike.
I'm doing great, brother. I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I love being a part of this. I love being here with you guys. I think it's awesome. And, you know, we should tell people the truth about Scoop. Unfortunately, Scoop had a tragic accident earlier today. He'll be all right. He'll eventually heal up. But just as a word of warning to the public, you know, don't try and bedazzle your clothing items while you're wearing them, especially a man thong.
his assignment is to not wear them tonight. That was his assignment. I don't know what he told you, but I know what he told me. His assignment is not to wear him as much as he normally does on a Saturday night. What we'd like to do tonight, people, is talk about our recent history, starting Monday, January 20th, 2025, at noon Eastern time, right up to the present moment. I think this was the most watched inauguration in television history. Of course, it was held inside, so a couple of 100,000 people were left out in the cold unfortunately, but the frigid temperatures were just going to be too much. And, you know, a few weeks ago, we talked about safety at the inauguration, and I think that had a little bit to do with it, because people were going to be wearing extra heavy clothing, and a lot can be hidden under heavy clothing. So it was a fantastic ceremony. It was a plain and simple, he was a badass with his inauguration speech. You know, he started right off the bat in a nice way. I don't even think it was the politically correct way, as those standards are just stupid. He did it in the Trump way, bashing the two knuckleheads sitting to his left. And they had to sit there and take it. They had to sit there and take it. He spoke about how screwed up the country has been, how he's going to take over and take action and do it, starting right then and there, which, you know, he pretty much did, unknowing to him that Biden gave him, well, not just him, the rest of the country, a going away present that we didn't want, with last moment pardons, which was absolutely despicable. And that's what his last 2 or 3 weeks in the White House was despicable. It was horrible, the pardons that he did. And Kamala sat there with her arms crossed in the defense motion, leg crossed in a defense motion. Sleepy Joe, he was, you know, half asleep. And he literally destroyed them in just soft, deliberate words. And he laid it out for the 100 million people that were for his election. I know he only got, they say 77, 78, but let me tell you know, there's people like me that can't vote. There's other people out there that can't vote. There's other people out there that aren't old enough to vote. And it had to add up to 100 million people wanted him in office. So, you know, congratulations to him and his family. And Barron stood out like a prince. I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but that young fella has come a long way from the 11-year-old that we saw 8 years ago. He is, you know, a gentleman, and he's eating it up. If I was 18, you know, and looked like him and my dad was a billionaire, I'd be eating it up too. So he's going to enjoy this more than any other Trump. With that being said, Mr. Trump jumped right into action. As soon as the inauguration was over, you know, he whisked Kamala away in the back of a limo, and Biden went off into the wild blue yonder and Marine One. And I don't care where he landed, where they dropped him off. I don't care if they dropped him off and they were still in the air. We haven't seen him since, but, and that's a good thing. But Mr. Trump went right to work. Sat down all day. He must have, how many times, Mike, how many times did he sign his name? 250 times that first day?
Something like that, yeah. A couple hundred times, a few hundred times at least. Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And he did it in different areas, you know. He did it at the President's Gala, and he did it right after the inauguration ceremony. And later on that night, when the Oval Office was finished being decorated, he was in the Oval Office doing it again while people were singing and dancing at the presidential gala. So, you know, this man is ready to work. And we saw that day one. And since then, he has gone nonstop. He spoke with the press for over an hour on his first night.
Yep.
Biden didn't speak with the press for an hour total in his whole freaking term. So,
yeah,
you know. Out with the old and in with the new.
Yes.
Mike, you know, with the recent things of going that have been happening that Mr. Trump has been taking charge with, let me hear your thoughts on what's occurred this past 5 days.
the disparity, right? If you look at the disparity between the two, you look at Biden's entire presidency, and you look at the first 5 days or so of Trump's second presidency, and the disparity is so glaringly different. It's unbelievable the amount of work he's done. He's already gone to California. He's gone to North Carolina. He's sorted out those issues going on in those two places. He's signed even hundreds of executive orders and actions to clean out the corruption in government, to stop the foreign funding.
And he went to Vegas.
Yes, he did.
All right. That's our first segment gone by again too fast. This is Walter and Mike for Scoop Stand, the 75 Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Regrets? Oh, we're all gonna have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're gonna wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your three-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
All right, we're back for our second segment, and Scoop is on assignment. It's just me and Mike, and we're going to keep talking about this week, a historic week in our country. For only the second time in the United States history that we have a president serving his second term, but non-consecutively, which I think in the long run, I think we're better off for it. Thank goodness, you know, Mike Pence, you know, didn't do the right thing, which, you know, about the election in 2020. You know, Trump took a lot of heat for the election was stolen and such, and he still believes, so do I. So, you know, so do most people believe the election was stolen. However, it merely showed how screwed up the Democrats can screw it up an up and running, functioning country. And now we're on a road back to it. And it's going to take a little bit. It's going to take time. You know, you can't just snap your fingers and gas prices will be cut in half and food will go down, you know, 30%, and it's not going to happen overnight. We got to get those pumps going and get drill, baby, drill, as he says, get that oil flowing. We need to make a deal with China to sell them oil, undercutting the Russians' price, and put them out of business and flood our country with the almighty dollar. And I hope that's going to happen, you know, within the next, I got to go 18 months. It took about that long to straighten out Obama's mess. for gas prices to get down to, you know, less than a dollar and a quarter. I remember paying $1.09 for gas in Chattanooga, you know, six years ago. And now it was tripled at one point. And I know the rest of the country has paid higher prices, but I'm sure they're looking forward to it. Mr. Trump is getting backlash, you know, about, you know, well, he screwed up the country, you know, in 16, 17, 18 and 19 and 20. And, you know, I look at it this way, Mike. If you don't like what Trump is doing by going to be bringing down, you know, oil prices, which will bring down gas prices and food prices, do us all a favor and pay for my gas, because you'd be paying about the same, you know, at a dollar, let's say $1.50 a gallon. If you want to pay $3 a gallon, be my guest, but give me the $1.50 a gallon credit and pay for my gas if you want to keep paying that kind of money. Don't reap the benefits if you don't like the guy who's running the show, if you know what I mean. Another thing was that he pardoned people that assaulted the police on January 6th, you know, 5 years ago. 4 years ago. And, you know, police, Mike, you know this, police all across our country get assaulted every day. Oh, yeah. Every day. And, you know, point being that, well, you know, when a cop gets assaulted, it's horrible. You know, cops get murdered out there. It's absolutely horrible and disgusting. But what Trump did compared to Tim Walz from Soda saying, you know, let the city burn during the riots, let the city burn. Portland gave up police precincts. Portland, Oregon gave up police precincts where officers were assaulted. Ain't nothing happened to them, those people. That's pretty much basically why Mr. Trump released these people, because they were in too long. They were in too long. And Mr. Trump is absolutely right. There are people that kill people and serve less time. So that's why he stepped in. And he didn't pardon them all. He commuted some sentences because there were people that did a couple of bad things, but it was the time that they were given. So Mr. Trump is not stepping on any toes. He's also moving forward with getting rid of these animals. The deportation has already been, what, 1,500 people deported from the country. He's got the army helicopters flying over the border, you know, and this is all money. This is already money spent. He's not giving $100 million to the military. The military already has its budget. Now he wants the military to work. There you go. You know, Biden didn't think of doing that. They wanted to take Border Patrol agents off and make it easy for people to get into the country. Mike, what are your thoughts about the Marines flying over the border? Texas, Nevada, and Southern California. What are your thoughts?
I love it. Listen, they sent them down there. They put these Marines down there. They sent them down there fully armed, just like they would, like if they were deploying to like a hostile nation somewhere. And they basically told them, listen, this is your area. You're going to patrol this. You're going to work alongside Border Patrol. And anybody who fires a shot anywhere in your vicinity is fair game. You know, so they dropped the biggest, baddest ass-kicking force they have right there on the southern border. So, you know, I'm very excited about it. I think it's awesome, because now what you're going to see is this cartel retards are going to find out what a real fighting force looks like. They think they're the toughest guys on the block. They think they're these real tough guys. Well, good luck when you meet some U.S. Marines that are armed to the teeth and ready to kill everything that moves. Good luck. You know, it's going to get ugly, unfortunately, down there, but the cartel's going to pay a heavy price. They're going to get their asses handed to them, and we're going to actually bring back some kind of, you know, security at our borders and stop allowing all these terrorists to flow over the damn border constantly. You know, mm-hmm. We were talking about it last week, yep. With, you know, missiles being brought across the border. You know, or just bring a missile system like that, and it was that wide open they could bring these missiles, and not just one, but multiple missiles, thousands of terrorists across the border. I'm happy that they're down there. I am. And I know their orders are basically to engage. They're there to engage. They're there to keep it secure. So if someone, you know, commits violence against them, someone kind of comes at them in a hostile manner, their orders are to shoot. So, and yep. Marines can damn shoot, and it's going to be very ugly for the people on the other end of it. So I'm looking forward to it. With J6 people, that the amount of time these people got. I mean, look, I'm never for assaulting a cop, obviously, right? It's a ridiculously stupid and awful thing to do. But mm-hmm. that being said, 99% of those people did nothing more than maybe take a tour of the Capitol, you know, mm-hmm. and they were getting these ridiculous sentences. And the people who did actually assault cops, we both know. I mean, you know, we both fought on the street. It's just part of being a cop. You know, the sentences people getting mm-hmm. handed were beyond excessive, Mm-hmm. So I'm all for the pardons. You know, he's doing a just an amazing job. He's righting all the wrongs. He's putting the country back where it should be.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And, you know, the wall is going up. It's being put up, you know, section by section. Yep. It's going up. They put the water barriers in the Rio Grande to keep people from swimming across. And, you know, this is things that have already been paid for. You know, yep. this is tax money that has been banked for the past 30 years. This is money that the military already has allocated to it. There is no paying out, you know, $500 million to secure the border. It's being done. It's being done strongly. It's being done professionally. And it's being done quickly. Mr. Trump is, you know, he's a lot more calm now than he was 8 years ago. 7 years ago, 6 years, he's a lot more calm. Even at his age, I could see that there's been more of a maturity in him kill him with kindness. You know, just drop his pen and kill him with kindness. There's no reason to get into arguments with these people. And you saw what happened last night in California, sitting at the horseshoe table. In L.A. County at the firehouse with that stupid mayor trying to show him or tell him how good she is when he's telling her every time she said she did something good, he's saying, well, you're not doing it right. and he was absolutely correct. You know, she said, well, we should have the people inside back at their homes inside of a week. And he said, no, tonight. Simple, tonight. They're standing in front of their homes. She's talking about we want them to be safe. Hazard materials need to. What hazardous materials? What are you talking about? What hazardous materials? Everything's burned to a crisp. Anything. Plutonium would be burned to a crisp and not be. Go ahead. Go on, please.
You nailed it, man. Listen, when you were talking earlier, you said about the whole thing with Mike Pence not doing the right thing and certifying the election and not challenging it. But that gave him 4 years to sit back and figure out where all the landmines were, to figure out exactly who and exactly what he needed to actually do to do what he set out to do, to drain the swamp, to actually put it back to where it should be, to get rid of all this corruption and all this, you know, all these nefarious characters. So he had 4 years of planning and everything else to do, and you're seeing that play out in real time right now in the first 5 days or so of the administration. He's hitting everything out of the park. He absolutely demolished Newsom and Bass in L.A. She's a fool sitting at that table trying to argue with the man. He schooled her. He schooled her hard on governance and actual leadership. You know, she looked like a fool sitting there, you know, and she deserves every bit of it. Those two should be jailed for, you know, just criminal negligence for allowing that to even happen. It's disgusting.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, he's already gotten rid of 100 IGs across the country, inspector generals across the country.
Yep.
He's already gotten rid of government security details, one namely being Anthony Fauci. The guy's a multimillionaire. He can afford his own freaking security. And many other people who've had government securities because they were in government. Now, you know, that can only go so far. I believe when you're in a low level like that, you can get a security while you're working, but you know, once you leave, get your own, your pension will cover.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, we've already done it's almost 30 minutes of this, and we're going to go stronger another 30. Tune in on Liberty Radio News Network.org, and we will be back after this.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump today has ended Joe Biden's hold on sending 2,000-pound bombs to Israel. Saturday evening aboard Air Force One, the president telling reporters, quote, "The bombs have been in storage for a long time, and we release them today to Israel." Meanwhile, the president reaffirming a number of campaign promises today.
Under our leadership, we're going to defeat inflation, bring down prices. We're going to raise those wages. They're going to go up. They're going to go up. Put more money in your pocket, secure our borders, restore law and order to our cities, and we're going to make America great again.
A couple of confirmations today. The Senate voting to confirm Pete Hegseth as the Secretary of Defense, and Kristi Noem has been confirmed. She is the new Homeland Security Secretary. Also, at townhall.com, President Trump has declared a national emergency on the border with Mexico, saying America's sovereignty is under attack. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Active duty military arrived Thursday in San Diego and El Paso, Texas. It comes at a moment of relative calm after unprecedented turmoil. Arrests for illegal border crossings plummeted more than 80% to about 47,000 in December. That was down from an all-time high of 250,000 the same period a year earlier. Arrests fell by about half when Mexican authorities increased enforcement within their own borders a year ago. And they plummeted by about half again when former President Joe Biden introduced several asylum restrictions. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Earlier in the day Saturday, there was a lot of joy in parts of Southern California when forecasters said that some heavy rain would be arriving. Now they're not so sure because that rain could likely cause flooding and mudslides. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ad.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, we're back. We're back. We're talking about 10 years of presidential work wrapped up into 5 days. That's what pretty much Mike and I are talking about tonight. I want to get to the Anchor Baby executive order. Now, you know, most people, you know the general basics of, you know, if you know, you're with child and you deliver in the United States, that baby becomes a United States citizen. And therefore, only by jurisdiction, it's not automatic that the parent or parents become United States citizens as well. There is a process. The issue that the now I'm calling them devil creeps. I call them, Democrats. I call them demo creeps for so many years. Now the Devilcrats. The Devilcrats are taking the extreme on this topic. You know, it can't be done. Can't do it. Now we have Google. Okay, Google will give you the information that you're looking for. Just look it up. Okay. Now, if you read into it, this 14th Amendment, you will see that it is not absolute. And it's never really been challenged before. Well, Mr. Trump is challenging it, okay, because it's what we've been calling for many years anchor babies. Okay, people, you know, women that are pregnant come to the States. You know, they get a visa or they visit the United States, you know, on, you know, pleasure or vacation, and they come from any country and they want their baby. They want to be United States citizens. And that's the easy way. They come in to have their baby here all of a sudden. OK, now that is it's not a loophole. It's something that's been happening for over 100 years. It's been happening. Because I believe the bill came in after the Civil War, I'm pretty sure, after the Civil War. But what is continually occurring is families are being built off of one child. And that's not what it was about. It wasn't installed as law into the Constitution for that purpose. People are deliberately getting pregnant, coming here, having babies, and automatically becoming, and then they can't get a job because they have a baby. Now they're on the welfare program, they're on the meal ticket, and it's out of hand. Mr. Trump realizes it. Biden ignored it. Obama ignored it. Mr. Bush tried to address it, but he was in the middle of a war. Clinton, most of the babies were probably his. So we the thing that we want to discuss right now is, Mike, is why are the Democrats taking such a firm stand instead of reading the law as it reads and paying attention to the particularities of this?
They need a new voting base. They alienated everybody with their voting base, and you would think they would learn their lesson when they started losing stuff with their progressive craziness. But instead of actually taking a step back and realizing strategically that that's a bad idea, they doubled down on it and went even harder. And they've completely alienated their base. If you look at the election numbers from this last election with Trump versus the cackling fiend, you know, it's obvious that they lost tremendous amounts of support in quarters that they considered to be long-hold, you know, long-term Democrats have turned now on them. So they need a new voting base. They're going to import their voting base, and they're going to give everything free to them, just like they did before, and then try and, you know, bring them in and make them the new plantation people. for the Democrat Party to keep themselves in power. It's all about power for these people. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're completely obvious. It's just about holding power. That's it. That's all. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing else to it, you know. And that's really the simple answer. And the anchor baby thing is ridiculous, right? You flew here for a vacation, had a baby, and now all of a sudden you're a citizen. I don't know what the country does that. It's insane. It's a bad policy. It's always been a bad policy. It's a bad idea. You know, if you're going to come here, mm-hmm. fine, come here. Do it properly and have some reason for coming here. And don't come here and get on welfare. Come here and work and do what you're supposed to do. Build a life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with this, you know, with the baby, you know, becoming a United States citizen as a birthright and such, you know, I don't see a problem with that. The problem ensues when mom and dad have to take care of baby and they get on, you know, they get on the government meal ticket. What
right.
I come up with some far-fetched ideas from time to time, and I know it. I would say, okay, your child is a citizen, okay, but we're not going to pay you to take care of this citizen. We're not going to pay you. You need to take this child back to your country, and when he or she is 18, he or she can cross the border as a United States citizen when they turn of age. Because between now and the age of 18, I hate to say it because it's going to sound bad the way it comes out, but it's not what I mean. They're no good to us. Okay?
Right. It's going to
cost us to support one family $1 million for 18 years, more than $1 million for 18 years.
Sure.
And if we do that 10 million times, that's a lot of our money. So the child can come back and go to our universities when the child becomes a citizen at the age of 18, no matter where he is or she is in the world. He or she can come back with the proper paperwork, of course. But mom and dad, they can only come here on a visa and visit. That's it. We're not going to support you. We're not going to pay for you. We're not going to give you welfare money, no food stamps, none of that, because our people are starving. Our people are starving.
And look, you got how many people in North Carolina living in tents, you know, and it's freezing ass cold temperatures because everything was destroyed and the Biden admin did nothing, but instead they're diverting money over to these people.
They're the lucky ones, the ones that have tents.
Yeah, exactly. It's disgusting. And they were left to fend for themselves. LA is no different, you know, Southern California, San Diego is burning now. It's, you know, it's enough. It's enough. You can't keep funding, you know, the entire world and expecting your own people just to keep sucking it up, you know, and that's what they were expecting. It was insane. Backwards policies. I have no problem with the anchor babies. Listen, if you want to, you know, you come here, you have your kid, whatever, okay, give them green cards. Say, okay, you know what, go back to your country, apply for a green card. If everything checks out, we'll bring you back with a green card, but you have to work. It used to be that you had a five-year moratorium on any kind of assistance from the government when you first came.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the same, at least 5 years. And that way, you know, you ensure that they're going to come here and build a life for themselves, not just come here and drag on a system.
It's amazing how easy it's become to get over on a country that has laws already instituted to protect us from this kind of practice. You know, let's take the immigration laws. They're already on the books. All Mr. Trump is doing is telling his law enforcement across the country to enforce the law.
Yep.
Okay. You know, law enforcement has discretion to enforce the law or give a warning, you know, in certain, you know, minor aspects of criminal codes. But this is outright invasion of a foreign of a foreign entity coming into our country for the sole purpose of making us broke. And that's what it's doing. You know, we're so weak right now. Mr. Trump is showing how strong we really are, with Mr. Biden for 4 years showing us how weak we could be, or how complacent we could be, you know. And you and I both know, and Scoop knows, you ride around in a police car long enough. You know, you go to this domestic violence, you go to this, you know, past robbery, you know, you pull over this guy for speeding, you pull over this one for going through a stop sign. after a while, you do come complacent. You become complacent. And it shows weakness because when you get hurt, you make yourself weak. And that's what's going on in our country right now. We've become so complacent. But now we're pissed off. The public is pissed off. And we don't want this in our neighborhoods anymore. You know, when I moved to this area and down here in Tennessee, you know, from New York, gas stations, you know, just outside of town, gas stations, liquor stores, convenience stores, are counting cash right out on the counter. Man, you don't see that in Brooklyn or the Bronx or Manhattan. You don't, it was like, it was another world to me, you know? And, you know, and I would tell people that I got to know, you know, listen, once the criminals, you know, in Nashville and Chattanooga figure this out, that this is what's going on, they're going to start eating you alive. Yeah. And it's happening. It's really happening.
Really?
It's unfortunate. People are losing their lives over it. All right. I think I hear music in the background, and we are going to come back and wrap this up. Walter and Mike from 75 Radio.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
Lastly, I'd like to talk about the water issue out in Cali. And Mr. Trump has brought this up. He brought this up 7 years ago. And, you know, we've all seen the clip of him telling Newsom what he's got to do. Way back in 2017, you know, what he needs to do as far as water conservation and fire prevention and such. There's a YouTube channel. It's called It's History, and it shows abandoned buildings, prisons, how they built the tunnels, the subway tunnels in New York, how they built the elevated trains in Chicago. And one interesting thing is how New York City gets its water. Okay. Manhattan is like L.A. It doesn't have its own water supply. Never did. It had the Hudson River, okay? And being that the Hudson River is polluted, it's fresh water, but it's also infiltrated with salt water from the oceans underneath the Arctic Circle, plus the Atlantic influx. So it wouldn't be drinkable anyway. And the infrastructure system to bring water into New York has been going on since the late 1800s. And there's two main tunnels, one more to be finished very shortly, so they could do repairs on Tunnel 1 and then on Tunnel 2. Tunnel 3 is almost done. And these tunnels come from as far as Niagara Falls. I know it's a lot closer than L.A. is to Canada, but it comes from mostly from Niagara Falls. New York City uses 900 million gallons of water a day. 900 million gallons, that's a lot. There's many reservoirs in New York State between the Canadian border and New York City. The closest one being in Westchester County, which is just north of the city. And it holds 200 billion gallons of water, more than twice of what New York City uses every day. And it gets replenished every day, that reservoir. And so there's the reservoir north of that, and then north of that, and then north of that. It gets replenished. Countries from all over the world have looked at the New York City water system and how they get the water. Countries all over the world. Well, I guess we can start considering California a different country. They need to come out there and see how it's done. There's turbines underground. There's tunnels underground. Tunnel number 3 has been in progress for over 50 years. I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to be a sandhog. And that's what they call the guys that are underneath, you know, with the drilling these tunnels. And, you know, if you're looking, what was it, Die Hard 3? Which the one with Sam Jackson, where they take the aqueduct up, you know, underneath the ground. These tunnels have been dug out for over 50 years. And once this one is complete, they're going to fix number 1 and number 2 and then start digging number 4. Okay, now they're in preparation of tunnel number 3 is supposed to take us into the 22nd century in New York. Tunnel number 4 is supposed to take it to the 23rd century. So they're thinking 100 years ahead. And California is still pissing in the lake trying to put fires out. It's absolutely disgusting on what's going out there. And it's drinking water, fire water, toilet water, fish tank water. They don't have that in California. Mike, when are they going to smarten up and realize they're not the smartest rock in the bag and take note and say, we need to learn?
They have about 20,000 gallons of water a minute, something like that, maybe even more, maybe 200,000 gallons, I'm not sure exactly. But they have a tremendous amount of fresh water that comes from Northern California, from the mountains up there, that flows down. And it normally would flow down through, and they would use that for San Diego, for L.A., all the way down through Southern California. Right now, because Newsom is being diverted into the ocean, so they're dumping every bit of fresh water they could use into the ocean before it gets anywhere near Southern California. And when you step back and look at it, what's happening is there's a family in California that owns basically the water utilities. They own the water in California. They're the ones that kind of help. They're the ones that own have the contracts to steer this water everywhere. So if they're allowing all that fresh water from up in that area to come down into the South, well, you know, then the water is not as valuable and they lose money. And these are big Newsom donors, right? These people put millions of dollars behind Newsom's campaign and the Democrats. So if they do that, it's going to, you know, cut their profit margin. So what do? They have Newsom declare it, you know, an environmental issue because of some fish called the smelt that is not endangered and really is just a pest fish. And they start diverting the water into the ocean instead of actually sending it where it needs to go. So it's criminal. Mm-hmm. It's actually very, very criminal. If someone were to actually step back and really dig into this stuff, it is absolutely criminal. And what do you get? You get L.A. burning. You get San Diego burning. You combine all that with the lack of forestry services. Like, they don't do any kind of forestry service. They don't have fire breaks built in. They don't do, like, brush clearing and stuff like that, things that would mitigate these kinds of fires they get every single year. They do none of it. So to me, it's like criminal negligence, along with the corruption of the water stuff.
Yeah, and I was going to get to that. Now, you know, in watching this documentary with the New York State, the New York City water system coming from the north, they have people that test the water every day. I mean, it doesn't have its problems. It has its problems and issues, but they test the water every day at different points of this flow of fresh water to ensure. And every gallon of water goes through ultraviolet light underground. Yep. It replaces the sun that would kill microorganisms that would probably be harmful to us, you know, as humans in consuming this water. Now, every gallon, it's a fantastic system. Expensive, but it's a fantastic system. And they test the water and they make sure that it's not contaminated in any way, because, you know, this country's out there want to ruin us. And what's the best way to ruin somebody is probably through the water supply, you know. And they test it and they test it and they test it. Honest people. Now, I can't see anybody in California testing this water every day like these people that I saw in the documentary, because there's too many people sitting around on their asses not doing anything about it to begin with.
Decades of bad governors and bad leadership at the city level, at the state level. The corruption has been, you know, endemic there for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. And it's highly suspicious, you know, that Newsom was spending, $25 million or $50 million to Trump proof California.
$50 million, yeah.
And Trump flew there and he hugged him like he was a second cousin. And Trump knows that yep. when you hug Gavin Newsom, he leaves a stain on your coat. He knows it.
Yep.
And here he is fixed, you know, in 3 hours in talking. This is what you need to do. You know, yep. let people get back into their homes, give them the water that they need, and let's fix this. And he's already appointing people to take care of it. He doesn't want this stuff tied up in contractors' negotiations for 12 or 14 months and charging $25,000 to haul away somebody's ashes. I mean, there's nothing left. You could probably take a leaf blower and clean off your property and start rebuilding.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's
most of the places,
You know, the hydrants have to stop being painted red, you know, the colors of the rainbow. And, you know, all this crap has got to stop, Mike. And let's get to reality. Let's get to reality. You know, people, not everybody is as wealthy as you know, celebrities that are losing, you know, their $12 million homes and such, which, you know, they losing $12 million, you're losing $12 million. But you got people that have been living there all their lives, and they're in their 70s, and they bought their houses when, you know, Hollywood was a fart in the wind. And, you know, that's all they have. Yeah, their house may be worth $2-3 million, but that's only because it's been there so long. It's the equity. They didn't put up a $12 million house. The insurance companies pulled out. You know, it was like a conspiracy, and I don't believe in conspiracies, but it was almost like a conspiracy. Well, we're going to start a fire. We're going to burn all these buildings down, and the state wants to take over all the land. That's pretty much about what it looks like.
Well, I mean, well, that's exactly what happened in Maui, right? You had all those, like, you know, middle-income people living in that part of Maui, and you get mm-hmm. this giant-ass fire comes through. It completely demolishes entire communities, wipes out everything, mm-hmm. this big firestorm. And then what happens? The insurance companies, well, we're not going to pay. They make partial payments. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. And now you've got the state and all these developers running in there to buy it out from under them. You know,
and then Oprah comes over and buys $100 million of beachfront property in Maui.
Right, at a discount, you know, because
it's ridiculous, Mike. It is so
disgusting,
ridiculous.
You know? It's disgusting. It's really, it's a failure at the highest levels. It really is. It's a governmental failure. Worst kind.
Absolutely. Local governmental failure, national governmental failure, but we're on the right road. And I believe we're going to go full steam ahead. Cautiously, but full steam ahead. Well, we got another one in the books, Mike. I thank you for being with me tonight and putting up with my going on and on like Andy Rooney. So for Mike Rakebrandt, Scooter, don't call me now because I took my banana hammock off. I'm Walter Yerkew, and this is Good Night from 75 Radio.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.